Hey, Ruben.
All right, so you don't need to call the Seattle Prime. I figured it out.
Okay.
So if you, because I had your April bank statements, so I can figure it out. Okay. No big deal. So you got a loan from Seattle Prime. Do you see how that they're taking out $2,700 a month from the account every day? No, every week?
Yeah, okay.
So you have a weekly loan payment. So now what we're going to see is we're going to see, okay, well, we are going to see.
I sent you a May statement right now.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm looking at it. So they're taking $2,700 a day, a week. Do you see that?
Well, I can't see. I sent you from my smartphone.
Okay, so they took a $2,700 payment on May 31st, a $2,700 on May 24th, a $2,700 on the 17th, a $2,700 on the 10th, and on the 3rd. So it makes sense. So now what we're going to do is we're going to see, okay, like, that's the credits. So we're going to see what are the other deposits. Okay, so let's see if when they actually did that loan. Give me 1 second.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, no worries, man. I'm here to help you. So, oh, here we go. You got a $118,000 loan on them at the end of April.
Okay. Yeah, she told me $120,000, but I guess it was $118,000.
Oh, it was probably $120,000, and there was probably a 2% fee. So you got a $2,000 fee. So do you know how many weeks or how long you're paying that back over? Do you have that information?
No, I don't. My mother does.
Okay. No problem. So what I'm going to do is, the good news is, we got a great approval for you. So what I'm going to do is this. One approval's for $100,000. One's for $75,000 plus taxes. Your equipment your equipment from Trust One is about $109,000, including taxes. So what my plan of attack is this. I'm going to do one order that gets up to about $100,000 on equipment from Trust One, and I'm going to get that hopefully placed. We'll get that we'll get your documents later today, probably. And we'll get your order placed by, I'd say, Monday, all right, if not sooner. And then what I'll also do is, the furniture is $50,000 or $60,000. The other equipment that you have remaining is about $10,000. So I'll do the other equipment and the furniture for about $70,000 on the other order, and you're set. Now, what I need is this. I need you to have your mom send me a copy of her driver's license and avoided business check from the account. I also need to know, do you lease the space, correct?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so documents, we're just going to also have your landlord sign a form that just states that it's your space, you know, you're allowed to lease it, no big deal. But I'll talk to Trust One. Now, I talked to your salesperson and the owner, but basically, you should be able to get this order placed, like I said, by Monday, if not sooner, and get it rolling.
Do we have to get the landlord's signature?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
It might be. I'm not sure.
Okay.
The landlord is being very aggressive with us right now.
What do you mean?
Especially, like, he's making us make monthly payments every month.
Okay.
And we're not even open right now, and we've been paying good for a year, so we're just trying to not send anything like this to the landlord.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's not dance around the issue. Let's kind of figure it out. On the $75,000 approval, I don't need your landlord to do anything. On the $100,000 approval, it's at a really, really good term. You have like a really short-term working capital loan, which I just found out about, but these are really, really good terms. So what I can do is this, and I've dealt with this situation, so it's nothing that scares me. I know how to deal with these situations. I'll talk to the landlord if you want. I'll say, hey, look, the customer's ordering the equipment, just need you to sign this form, send it back to me. You know, you have to take it, verify it, and send it back to me. Now, if he blows over it, I'll see what I can do, but I wouldn't be too worried. At this point, just get me a copy of the driver's license and the voided check so I can get working on that, and I'll see if there's a workaround, all right?
I have a question. We have a voided check already from the past loan. Can I give you that voided check again? Or
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I'll send the ID and the voided check right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.